You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Data shows that initial public offerings worth Rs. 50,000 crore are in the pipeline, with 40 companies having valid approvals from Markets Regulator, Securities and Exchange Board of India. Approvals granted by the regulator are valid for a year. Further, there are applications by 30 companies yet to be approved by the regulator as of July 14th. These amount to a total of Rs. 42,479 crore, shows data by Prime Infobase. Ebix Cash is the largest of the lot with a valid approval. The firm aims to launch its IPO this month to raise about Rs. 6,000 crore. Rajendra Nayak, MD of Centrum Capital, added that they do not see any impact or slowdown due to upcoming elections. Meanwhile, Reliance Industries has transferred Rs. 15,500 crore of cash and liquid investments to Jio Financial Services, the new firm formed following the demerger of Reliance Industries' financial services business. Following the transfer, JFSL has a liquid asset base of Rs. 20,700 crore. The cash and liquid investments were transferred from RIL's consolidated balance sheet as part of the demerger scheme to JFSL, RIL CFO Venkatachari Srikanth said in a post-earnings media and analysts call. As of end of June quarter, RIL had an outstanding debt of Rs. 3.19 trillion, a rise from Rs. 2.63 trillion recorded during the year-ago quarter. Earlier on March 30th, RIL had initiated the process to demerge its financial services business into Reliance Strategic Investments and rechristen it as JFSL. In some more industry news, Reliance Retail, the retail arm of Reliance Industries, leveraged regional festivals and public sale events to grow top line in the June quarter, a top executive said in the firm's latest earnings call. Dinesh Taluja, Chief Financial Officer at Reliance Retail, said in a post-results earnings call that the company undertook several marketing events targeting regional festivals such as Poila Boishak in West Bengal and Tripura, Baisakhi in Punjab, Vishu in Kerala, Eid in JNK and Kerala to take advantage of consumer spending during the period. Reliance Retail had reported a nearly 19% year-on-year jump in its June quarter profit to Rs. 2,448 crore on Friday. Gross revenue touched Rs. 69,948 crore, an increase of 19.5% year-on-year. Moving on, some of the country's top fast-moving consumer goods companies are beefing up their presence in the Rs. 25,000 crore branded spices and condiments market. The effort comes in the backdrop of the rapid shift from unorganized to organized in categories such as spices and masala and the need for convenient cooking aids. In the last 1 year, companies such as Dabur have either entered or increased their presence in the category, which is estimated to be nearly 36% of the overall Rs. 70,000 crore spices market in India. The balance 64% of the market is completely unorganized. The branded side, however, is growing at a 25% compounded annual growth rate and is expected to cross Rs. 50,000 crore over the next few years. In other news, the government must increase investment in research and development for farm mechanization, especially for the small and marginal farmers, as it plays a critical role in increasing agricultural production and productivity, a parliamentary panel has stated in its report. The Standing Committee on Agriculture, Animal Husbandry and Food Processing on Research and Development in Farm Mechanization for Small and Marginal Farmers in the country has noted that between FY20 and FY23, the Agriculture Ministry has allocated 30% less fund for research and development to farm mechanization scheme. There has been continuous reduction in funds allocated for the R&D in farm mechanization scheme from Rs. 217 crore in 2019-20 to Rs. 179 crore in FY23. Luxembourg and Singapore have overtaken Mauritius among source nations for foreign portfolio investments into India, now ranking second and third respectively. Data by Prime Infobase shows that as of June 30th, Mauritius has fallen to fourth place. Changes to tax treaties and increased scrutiny by regulators have led to a decline in foreign money coming through Mauritius. Experts say changes to the double tax avoidance agreement between India and Mauritius in 2016, implementation of GAAR from April 2017, and ratification of a treaty to prevent base erosion and profit sharing by India have all made the Mauritius route undesirable. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out today. These include Reliance Industries, Kotak Bank, ICICI Bank, Adani Enterprises, Tata Steel and DLF, among others. For those unaware, Reliance Industries released its first quarter earnings with profit at Rs. 16,011 crore, down 10.8% in comparison to Rs. 17,955 crore during the first quarter of FY23 on account of higher finance cost and increased depreciation. DLF Limited posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 527 crore, up 12.2% in comparison to Rs. 469.57 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.